Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guest in the studio, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's topic, the importance of the right counsel. Ukubaluleka kwesaluleko esilungileyo. A counsel is advice, isaluleko. Daniel chapter 4, verse 27. Therefore, O king, let my advice be accepted to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. Icebo likaNkulu Nkulu, encwadini kaActs chapter 4, verse 28. To do whatever your hand and your purpose determine to be done. Ukuveza ekukhanyeni okufihliweyo kobumnyama. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to life light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsel of the hearts, then each one's praise will come from God. God's counsel is important because it is by his counsel that he will ultimately bring us into his kingdom. Psalm 73, verse 24. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Counsel is guidance, direction, and instruction. In Hebrew, counsel is etha. It adds purpose or plan to the definition. Psalm 33, verse 11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Icebo lika Jehovah limi phakade. Nemicabango yenhliziyo yakhe ezizukulwaneni ngezizukulwane. The whole counsel of God is God's truth revealed in his purpose and his will. The whole truth about God's salvation, including the mystery of God, extending his plan of salvation to Gentiles as well as Jews. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. And to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ. Acts 2, verse 23. Him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death. Yena lo esinikelwe ngesu elimisiweyo nangokwazi phambili kukaNkulunkulu nambethela ngezandla zabengenamthetho nambulala. Psalms 55 verse 14. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throng. The Bible helps believers live in alignment with God's will and in right relationship with one another. The Holy Spirit helps the believers sense God's direction. He ultimately guides us to decisions that are in harmony with what God purposed for us. We can also read it on our own in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. The Spirit will give us the right words to say at the right time. Isaiah 11, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Uqala kokuhlakanipha ukumesaba uJehova isho njalo incwadi yezagaka isahluko sokuqala iverse 7. The will of God, the purpose of God, counsel of God refers to the gospel message. It is through counsel and instruction that we will be wise. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. In order to do that good work, you have got to make informed decision in life matters. Good counsel based on God's word will aid in equipping you for fulfill your purpose in life and make the right decisions. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty way, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane, and may the Father bless you abundantly, sir. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you say in this issue.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life, 657 AM.
Dumzane.
Yes, hey, how are you?
Very well, how are you, man?
I'm fine. Happy New Year for us.
Oh, yeah? All right.
It's the first time me calling this year.
A Happy New Year.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was a month. It's a month away or 2 months away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's quite a long time, though.
Yeah, kunjan goto.
Yeah, I just happy.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, yeah. And how are you, too?
Well, the Father is good. The Father is good. We're still breathing, and we are still hopeful.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. You know, as it is today, we are talking about the counsel of the Father.
Mm.
Yeah. It's almost like the Father says, hey, my boy, my girl, let me teach you how to play umlabalaba, you know?
Hey, my thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, now you're learning how to go about business when you're dealing with the matters of life.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, the Father will be actually teaching you this basically from his throne, because he's a king.
Mm.
Yeah, he's actually the Lord. Mm. But yet, he's the Father.
Mm.
So, since when he teaches it, he sits on his throne. So, which means we first going to understand what kind of a player of life as a Lord. His throne is actually built on righteousness and justice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this forms the foundation of how to be counseled, how to play this blah, blah, blah. You need to have a righteous mind and a just mind.
Mm.
In other words, the righteousness must be adopted by you. It must be not a nice to have. It's a requirement. It's something that you live by. It's who you are.
Yeah.
And justice is not something that you talk nice about when you are making arguments to look good. You are actually doing it. So it is that foundation of his throne. So these two become the basis on which everything else that God is ever going to build, it's going to stand strong and firm if it's standing on righteousness and justice.
Mm.
You know, righteousness is basically like when you're saying, parallel lines never meet.
Yeah.
It's to respect the other in the same way as you respect yourself. It's what makes the train move. Because if there's no parallel line down there, the train can't move. So if you are not running life in a parallel, in a righteous way, nothing will move forward.
Mm.
And then, nothing will move, because then once they intersect, the train will go out.
Yeah.
Fall.
Yeah.
Yes. So Russia says it stresses that if anything is going to start and reach the end, it must be based on righteousness.
Yes.
And the justice aspect of it is how the souls of the living beings operate. They are very safety relies on the righteousness.
Mm.
So that if unrighteousness happens, then justice has been disturbed.
Yeah.
So even rioting can happen if you are a leader in that train. So justice is basically to ensure that every soul that is carried by this train is actually attended to properly.
Mm, mm, mm.
Yeah, yeah. Yet it is the Father, Pella, who's teaching us this counsel. So the Father, inasmuch as his throne is built on righteousness and justice, himself is not righteousness and justice. He's actually love.
Mm.
For God so loved the world. So you need now to know him personally, know him in a love way.
Mm.
And the love way of him was him sending us his son.
Jesus, for God so
loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
Because, you know, in 1 John, it says, to what matters in life is to know God and to know Jesus Christ whom he sent.
Mm.
Yeah. So Paul later says, now that we've received Jesus, in other words, we have received the love of the Father.
Yeah.
We now come to know the Father. Remember that the love language of the Father is not like the love language that we are used to as people.
Mm.
Because our love language is probably romantic, right, and stuff, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, or giving gifts, that is okay. But the love language of God is actually doing what he tells you.
Mm.
Because his spirit, yeah.
Yes.
So when he said to you, I've given you Jesus so that you don't perish, and then you take Jesus, you are surely not going to perish. So you are a beneficiary of his love.
Mm.
So Paul hold fast on that. He says, now we have the mind of Christ. He says, Christ is the wisdom of God.
Mm.
Yeah, he says, his foolishness to the Greeks is a stumbling block to the Jews, but it is God's wisdom. That is Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you notice what Christ did for us, Pastor Ray, what's the crux of Christ coming? Was what? Was the cross. Was the cross.
Yes.
The first thing that Christ taught us was to be a servant king.
Mm.
Yeah, a servant king. And then ultimately, this servant king goes to the cross, goes to actually die it. So this servant king is the wisdom of God,
yeah,
who goes to die it.
Mm.
And then this is where now the patient of the saints, the patient endurance of the saints comes in.
Mm.
So now this becomes contrary to another teacher of another council, who has an empire mentality.
Yeah.
He thinks in order to win life, he has to vandalize, he has to overcome, he's a beast, he has to kick the other one out, he has to rule it, yeah, he has to boss, you know, he has to lord it over you.
Yeah.
This is what the world is all about, is to climb as high as you can, be the biggest you can. But you see, the servant, the Christ, the servant king, is actually the opposite. He's actually the one who serves. He's actually the one who lays his life down.
Mm.
He's actually the one who's enduring. He's actually the one who's actually patient.
Mm.
About the whole life that God has promised him to come to pass.
Mm.
Yeah, because finally, as I goes, once you've already conceived something in your heart, if you are of the world, you've got the wisdom of the world, which we speak against now. You are going to push your agenda. You are going to fight all your lungs out to get it done.
Yeah.
And anything that stands in your way, you're going to deal with it. But now we are, finding the seventh king, which is Christ, who has been promised the ultimate seat next to the Father. He comes and he becomes patient. He allows all the Pharisees to run over him. He allows the Romans to run over him. He allows the Jewish people of the time to run over him. He allows everybody to run over him. He even dies. Only when the Father rose him from the dead, that now he elevates him to that position. So you see, for him to inherit everything, the process he took. But the empires, for them to sit up there, they would have killed everybody that is killable. And then basically now we know, because we've got the mind of Christ. Paul says what the rulers of this world, they're coming into nothing. But you who have died with Christ on the cross and have served like he did, and then God rules you, He yes. then sits with him on the right-hand side of the Father, and you get all the inheritance.
Wow.
Now the council has been complete.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, that's all I have to say.
Wow. Thank Amen. You so much, Dumsan. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You too.
Blessings.
Amen, amen.
Blessings to you, sir. Blessings. Blessings.
Amen. I receive you, my brother. Thank you too.
Amen. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334. Let's hear what you're saying. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you're saying. The importance of the right counsel.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get your daily dose of inspiration, motivation, and encouragement on our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
Okay, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you're saying. We are talking about the importance of the right counsel. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear you. All right. Let me bring this to you, Mayach. And this is just amazing. Okay. I don't know. It's Professor B. Sondezi. When you look into Proverbs 15:22, it says, without counsel, plans go awry. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. And these counselors are from, as you said, the Spirit of the Father. It can be you, it can be Barukia, it can be the listeners who are led by the Spirit of the Father to speak concerning this topic. They would be speaking the right counsel in accordance with the Spirit of the Father. Therefore, they be the multitude speaking the counsel of the Father. The counsel, singular, of the Father in a multitude. Isn't it amazing, Professor?
That is quite correct, my brother. And that's a beautiful example of what the scripture is saying, because everybody is speaking with one accord, one mind, and one understanding of what the Lord is saying to us about this particular topic we are talking about. So everybody is bringing a different angle, but all of them are bringing to the same pot, a same understanding, the same mind of the Father.
Mm.
So we are looking into the multitude but speaking with one voice.
Mm.
Then it means this is where we find the establishment coming from, because at the end of the show, we would have established what we are looking for. We would have achieved what we wanted to achieve today, just to bring the counsel of the Lord from this show, from the voice that would have been heard from everybody else who is contributing to this show. So it is very, very beautiful that this multitude speakings of the Lord, they are speaking one message. And there is an establishment of the word of God that you must all take after this show. And then we can say, this is what God has said to us today, and he wants us to live in this way.
Yeah.
So having said that, Brother Ray, I want us to also look into Psalm 25. There is a beautiful scripture, a beautiful verse there, that comes from Psalm 25, and we hear what God says. Psalm 25, verse 4 and 5. It says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. So what I'm hearing from this scripture is that the counsel of God is guidance that we've been waiting for, or the guidance that we all need. is the understanding that we will get from that guidance. And I'm trying to link this with the verse that you just spoken about, that from the multitude, we get the counsel of God. So this is the counsel that will bring guidance so that we can know what to expect, what to be aware of, and what we need to take note of as we walk this walk with the Lord. So the counsel of the Lord is the guidance that we need from Him, the Spirit of the Most High, from the Word, the spoken Word, and the Word that comes from the Scriptures. The counsel of the Lord that you must look for is the teachings that come from the Scripture, which is what this verse is saying. It says, teach me your paths. So how do we get to be taught the parts of the Lord? That's because there are counsels that are coming from the Scripture which guides us, which teach us what to do and how to walk. And these teachings are redirecting us and taking us to where we need to be. The counsel of the Lord, which is the right counsel, which comes from His Spirit, is the leading of the Lord, the leading by the Holy Spirit, the leading by the Word, because the Word of the Lord is the lamp unto our feet. So this is the counsel we are talking about, and it's important because it keeps us grounded in our faith, grounded in our walk with Him. This counsel, which is the right counsel, what does it do to us? It brings knowledge of God. And hence this scripture says, show me your way, O Lord, and teach me your path. And we are shown the way, meaning we are guided, we are taught by the counsel of God, by the Word of God, by the light of God. And the leading by the Holy Spirit takes us closer and closer to Him. And this leading is through His truth that comes from His counsel. And this truth brings us closer to Him and into the knowledge of the Lord. And we get to know that it is only the Lord who is our salvation. There is no any other source. The right counsel makes us focus on the right source. The right counsel makes us to be able to sieve the true things from the fakes, be able to be drawn to the right things, and we leave the wrong behind. So we know through the counsel of the Most High that He is our salvation. And we will therefore wait on Him all the time, even when we go through challenges, because we know that He is the right counsel. So we wait on Him, we get established in Him. And everything that we will do, we will be guided by the counsel of the Most High. Mm. So I want to also read Proverbs 20. Proverbs 20 verse 18 says, plans are established by counsel.
Yeah.
Plans are established by counsel.
Yes.
So this is, to me, saying everything that I will plan, I need to be able to plan it with Him so that there shall be the establishment. So I cannot dissociate myself from God if I need establishment. I cannot lean onto my own understanding if I need the way that God wants me to do things. I will need to depend on Him for Him to establish my plans. In me, depending on Him makes me a person who is clung to Him, who is connected to Him. So it means I don't live by my own understanding. I don't live by what people are saying, but this counsel establishes me as His child. So even our plans, we learn to surrender them to the Lord, as the Word says, that we lean not to our own understanding, but we depend on the counsel of God and the Word of God for our way, for our living, for our survival, which makes us identify more and more with Him.
Hmm. Absolutely. Now, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And let's hear what you say on the matter. We are touching base on this, the issue of the right counsel, the right advice from the Father, divine advice, the importance of being advised by the Father, what it is even all about. Thank you for calling. Hello there.
Hello, my brother, Brother Ray.
Budwami.
Ngiyabulisa ngegameni lihle lomfethu Jesu Kristu. Ngiyabulisa nakubrother Baruki nakuprofessor Buyiso Ndizi.
Makabongwe, makabongwe.
Makabongwe ngempela, Brother Ray. The topic, the importance of the guidance of the Father. There's no better place than God's Word to discover this. help and hope.
Yeah.
Because we need God to guide us, by the way.
Yes.
God's guidance is to feel secured in the arms of our loving Father, God. Jesus Christ was saying, Sale guidance, Brother Ray. Even when dying on that cross, Jesus was showing love. Ubanta Bazemishaile Bemishlega was saying, is a weapon, a forgiveness. Waletha image kaNkulunkulu enguthando nokuxolela. Brother Ray, because forgiveness is a powerful expression of love, my brother. Nathi, we must not repay evil with evil.
Yes.
Because the moment they were insulting Jesus Christ, they power pendula nge forgiveness na mazwi. Ati ba tethelele ngoba abakwazi abakwenzayo. Namhlanje siyaphuma kugadi sikaNkulunkulu sikhohlwa isidom kaJesus Christ. Entweni eningi sine pride singabuzi kubaba sizithole sizikhubekeza sizibone ukuthi singcono kunabanye abantu. Hey, sizibuze nezincwadi iibhilivane zasebhabe school kubantu. Kanti uNkulunkulu akakhethi muntu, brother.
Yeah.
Ngisakhuluma so kufika amazwi akhuthwa uDr. Clyde Lani oke wathi, I quote, wisdom is hidden from the learned and the wise, but revealed to the innocent and the kind. Chakos of the other race. Could not be better than the Psalm 48, verse 14. If God is our God forever and ever, He will guide us until we die. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, my brother. UNkulunkulu asibusise. Sihlale ekukhanyeni, ngoba ekukhanyeni ilapho igadi sikaNkulunkulu ikhona. Ebumnyameni kukhona le gadi yale sitha nezisebenzi zakhe uSathane zobumnyama, my brother.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, bhuti wami. Blessings to you.
Ngibonga kakhulu, my brother. To God be the glory.
All the time. Makabongwe uSomandla.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit. Ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. And then, of course, check this one out. It says in Proverbs chapter 20, verses 18, plans are established by wise counsel. By wise counsel, wage war. Plans are established, and we are able to wage wars that are fought against us. Mayaki, you have just waged a war against the onslaught on your health. And I believe it is the counsel of the Father. What say you? All right. I seem to have lost them there. Mayaki. All right. Professor, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, my brother. Thank you.
All right.
No, it's the thing. Sorry.
Did you hear the question? Did you hear the question?
Yes, Let me repeat
that. In Proverbs chapter 20, in Proverbs chapter 20, verses 18, it says, "Plans are established by counsel," and the Father is referring to His counsel here. It says, "By wise counsel, wage war," and I said, "By wise counsel." You were able to wage the war and the onslaught against your own health. And it is the wise counsel that had enabled you to have a good plan that established you into health again. What say you, Mayaki?
That's true, Mayaki.
Because good plans, we can say they are made by seeking advice from him, basically. And it is through him that today I can come and proclaim healing, because it is seeking him and praying and, you know, seeking his word. And, you know, when I'm in pain, I constantly is calling for his name to say, hey, I'm in this situation and all I need is for you to be able to help me to overcome this kind of situation that I'm at. Hallelujah. So I do agree with you that plans are established by counsel, by wise guidance, wage war. So, Ari, there are things on earth or spirits that may want to lead us away or astray from the presence of Abba. So this is the battle as believers that we are at every single day. To say, that's why the scripture in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers in heavenly places. So there's constant attacks that are coming against us. And it is how also we stand, that we don't get to give up. We still trust in Abba Yahuwah. We don't find ourselves seeking help in altars of darkness, but we seek help in him. We find solace in him. We find rest in him, as opposed to now going to altars of darkness and now we say our help came from there. So we're not creating like the nation of Yasharal created a calf, a golden calf, where they say this is now the calf this is now who led us away from Mitzrayim. But we remember how Abba Yahuwah has carried us through thick and thin. So in every path that we travel, every circumstance that we enter, we know that he's leading us. We know that we are carrying his spirit, and we know that his word lives in us, because it is in our hearts. Our hearts are filled with the love for him. So therefore, we are not easily pulled astray or easily broken, or even for us to can easily give up. So because we in this walk or in this journey, the importance of it is that we have let him to be our guide. We have let him to advise us. We have let him to give us the knowledge, the information, the understanding, and the wisdom about his word and his promises. So we now affirm in what we believe, to say no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, we are not easily moved, but we stand believing in him, we stand trusting in him with our all, knowing that we shall be able to overcome in whatever situation that we would have entered into.
I hear you quite well. Now, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. The right counsel, which means the advice of the Father, the correct advice of the Father.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
All right, we're taking your calls. You can give a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And we are looking into the very notion and issue of the right counsel, what it is even all about. And these days, would we say we depend much on the right counsel, the counsel of the Father, or do we find ourselves wavering quite away from that? Give us a shout. 012-334-1300. 012-334-1300. And you can also send us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729. Live on air, it's 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say there. Now, let me bring this to you, Professor. I'm looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 13. It says, better be a poor and wise youth than an old and foolish king who will be admonished no more. When we continuously reject wise counsel, we will be left on our own and we will become brutish and foolish. And there won't be any advice that would be deemed suitable for us. In other words, it's a condemnation of a sort if we neglect the right counsel of the Father. Professor?
That's a very sad one, my brother, because it seems as though, let me say, from the scripture, we have no way out. It's either we take the counsel of the Father or we are doomed. Because without us in Him, without us taking what He says, we are not the people of light. We are the people who will walk in confusion. We'll continually be lost because we have rejected the counsel of the Father. And I want to bring this aspect into this discussion, that as much as we know that this is the counsel of the Father, which comes from the Word of God, from the Spirit of God, I think in this point in time, we need to drill the issue of believers looking into the Word of God with more intent, with more understanding, because we have this Word as the authority over us, and this Word of the Most High becomes the counsel that we can trust and believe in. So the Word of God should not be looked at as just the words written in a book, but we need to take the Word of God as the true and the right counsel that we must start to live by. We need to become the doers of the Word, not the hearers of the Word in these last days, because this is where our light comes. This is where our life would be. We don't have to ignore the Word. We don't have to leave the Word in church. We don't have to leave the Word in the Bible, but the Word must be lived in our lives. We need to practice the Word. We need to speak the Word. The Bible tells us that this book of law must not depart from your mouth, but you must meditate in it day and night, so that we can have the success and prosperity that the Lord wants from us. While we speak about this counsel of the Most High, let's drill back to the Word of God. How serious do we take the Word of God? How do we apply the Word of God in our daily walk? Or do we think the Word of God is what we preach, but we're not supposed to do it? Do we practice the Word of God? Because if not, we will remain in darkness forever. And 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The right counsel of God comes from the scripture, comes from the Word of God, and this is the inspired Word of God that is meant to profit us in every way as we live. It is meant to give us correction. It is meant to give us instruction in righteousness, that we may be able to be complete beings, complete spiritual beings connected to the Father. But if we are not going to take the Word of God as the right counsel, as the final authority over our lives, we will be people who are hypocrites, because we will go to church with the Bibles and then we leave the Word in the Bibles as though we don't have the counsel, we don't have the Word of prophecy amongst us. At the end of the day, we become hypocrites, people who are speaking about God but not living for God, people who are pointing the direction but not going where God wants them to be. And these days, we need to know that scripture is here for us, that we may live by the scripture, live by the Word, act on the Word, because it is the counsel of God, it is the will of God, it is the Word of God. The Spirit of the Lord has inspired this Word that we may be able to use it and it is profitable to change the lives of men. If we need transformation, we need to know that transformation will come from the counsel of God. And this is the word of God that we must all adhere to, the word of God that we must do, not only hear it, but we must practice it. It is when we practice the word, Brother Ray, that we will be able to reveal God. And this word of God must be lived in us. We must be the living book. Where I go, they must see God. I must reflect God because I am getting the right counsel from Him. So this is the counsel that must be reflected back to the observer, to the world, that I may be able to bring the kingdom. It is not just about right counsel for us, but it is meant to bring others to the kingdom of God. This right counsel has a purpose. This right counsel must be lived. This right counsel must be believed, and we need to put the word into practice. Then everything else that God wants us to achieve will be achieved because we will be living by His word. And this word has everything. It has correction. It has guidance. It has comfort. It has destinies. It has salvation. It has healing. And we cannot go wrong if we live by the word of God because it is the light that we need. We are therefore channeled from darkness to light, as long as we continue drawing this counsel of God, speaking the word of God together, agreeing on what the word of God is saying. And we need to rightly divide the word of God so that we can apply it in our lives for it to bear fruit that is desired by the Father.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. The importance of the right counsel.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
All right, here's a message. Good evening, Pastor. It's Poppy speaking. I'm a listener of Radio Pulpit. Just want to ask about the song you've played on Sunday that says, "New Day is Coming Soon." What is the name of the song and who is the singer of it? Sorry for disturbing you, my pastor. Sorry, this... Are you singing it, Mayakhi? Yeah.
And then you become
no more children sent to war. Yeah. Oh, how I wonder. Really makes me wonder. That's George Benson. A New Day, George Benson. Yeah, that's George Benson. A New Day, where it speaks about peace and no longer the abuse of children and sending children to war. Which is something we see all over the world, and children being sent to war. The new day would be one turning a new leaf and allowing Christ to be the author in that life. Georgie there. Okay, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. I'm keen to hear from you. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Right, your daily companion Radio Pulpit it is. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. And also send us a WhatsApp if you can. The WhatsApp is 0826572729. And also the direct line here in studio, it's 012-334-1322. The importance of the right counsel, that is what we are talking about. I trust that you will be blessed so much in a mighty way. Right, and of course, this is amazing. Mayach, let me bring this to you. Luke chapter 14, verse 31. Oh, what king going to war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Which means no one can actually face life and without knowing what life is bringing, then they end up telling us this thing. There's a saying that I hate so much. They call it, it is what it is. And basically, without the counsel of the Father, some things can really be altered and changed. We need to consider. Without the right counsel, there is a lack of consideration and wrong choices we will get into. Mayach?
To the Ma'ach, I think it may be what you're saying, because we notice that, let's say, when we can...
I'm sorry, Ma'ach. Yes,
when,
you can go.
When we notice that Lufukula Abayahua can meet, but we start to have different versions and different interpretations of one who, instead of us, as we say, coming as a collective to the one who is the source. So each and every one now starts to now have this different opinion, and all of them becomes wrong because they are now all away from this which is the source. So therefore, it tells us that there are many things and there are many decisions that we do that are wrong. And for us to correct, it is for us to return back to the source.
Yes.
It is for us to return back to him, and we can understand his vision instead of us starting our own visions, right? So it's what the world has done today, that there's so many visions that we have followed. Churches have got their own visions, you know, wherever you go, but the most important vision that we need to abide by is one vision, and that's the vision of Yahuwah Elohim. But you find that we very much far from it. Instead, we exalt visions of people of the flesh as opposed to of Abba Yahuwah. So that is important. When we can look at Scripture Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the thought that I think towards you," says Yahuwah, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you as expected end." So imagine, everything is laid to us on the silver platter. We've been told of the promise, but it seems like we want to be stubborn and we say, "No, what you are talking is nonsense." But we want to start our own, you know, which now leads many astray, because we now, again, are starting all those visions as well. So we need to understand in the book of Psalms 32:8, Abba says, "I will instruct you, I will teach you in the way which you will go, and I will guide you with my eye." So it becomes important to trust in Abba Yahuwah with all our hearts and not to lean in our own understanding, and that we acknowledge him, that he should be the one who directs our path. But in most cases, we happen not to do that. We happen not to trust in him, but we want to be led astray. Hosea 4:6 says, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they've rejected the knowledge. And therefore, he said, he will reject us because this knowledge is what has the cancer. The knowledge that is taking us is to take us to the end. But you find that we want nothing to do with him. And his word that is of truth, we choose to dig it and put it under a rock or a stone. And we want now to pretend and start our own things in the world. And those, we know that it is rebellion and they're going to lead us, they're going to get us into trouble one day.
I hear you quite well. And finally, Professor, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 25. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment from the Elohim, yet I give judgment as one whom the Elohim in his mercy has made trustworthy. The Father, through his counsel, will enable us to make right judgments and right living and also into a correct morality. What say you finally, Professor?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. That is important for us to know that there is no part of our lives that we need to take into our hands. May it be our moral behavior, may it be our financial issues, may it be our careers, everything else you just quoted about to the unmarried and the widows. Concerning virgins, I have given you the command. So it says there is no part of our life that God has ignored about our life. So he needs us to depend on his counsel, this right counsel. Just to substantiate what you just said, Isaiah 30 verse 21, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, this is the way, walk in it. So this is more about everything about our lives. So it means we need to totally depend on the Lord. Whatever decision we must take, depend on the Lord because he says, this is the way, walk in it. So first of all, before walking in any path, we need to ask from him to get this counsel that he may tell us the right direction. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And next week, we are going to be touching on the issue of kinds of fellowships that we see these days. We will be looking into that next week. Kinds of fellowships that we see these days. Yeah. Professor, thank you so much. Pastor, regards at home.
Thank you very much. Pastor, regards to your family as well. I'll do so on my side. Thank you for this discussion that we had. Blessings to you and your family. Blessings to Brother Baruki and the family, as well as to our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. Blessings to you all.
Grace and peace to you, Mayachi, and to your family. Thank you so much.
To the Rabbi, my Ami, Baraka to you, to your household, to the Radio Pulpit family, and to Professor Wilson Daisy and family. May Abba Yahuwah keep us strong. Abba, in the work that we are doing. Hallelujah. Until we meet again, my
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. And today, we will be listening to Dr. Isaac Matebula. We will be looking into his view on a transformative U-turn. And from there, it will be Dr. TC. We call him Thabang Tshilwane. Dr. Thabang Tshilwane, who will be speaking about his walk, the first part of his walk from the humble beginnings in the streets of Mamelodi to being a top director general also in the office of the president. We'll be talking to him how he'll be encouraging quite a lot of men with regards to this. It's coming up next, just after this. Thank you so much to both of you, and good night, Professor, and also good night to Barukia. And thank you for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like him in our lives.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.